Hi, this is a dictation for Cornelius Baron, CornelianBaron. Cornelius Baron, date of service is 1/27/2022. Date of birth is 7/14/1981. And date of accident 7/18/2021. History of presenting illness, Mr. Cornelius Baron returns to the office for a follow up visit. He recently had a epidural injection on 1/19/2022 that brought him relief. He reported that he 70% improved with one injection, although his pain today is still 6 in the neck, mid back, and sore back with radiation of pain to both the arms and both legs posteriorly. He reports being severely depressed. And he's also scared to ride a car or drive a car. He gets panicky. Pain level is between 6 and 8. And areas that are affected are work, which is 7, we report. Other areas are not affected. In the system review, patient reports no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no double vision, no fainting blackout. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology side, he's suffering from difficulty sleep, fatigue, tension, poor work, would depend, but denies any headaches, vision distance, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and the pain in the right shoulder with the difficulty in lifting the shoulder beyond degrees of flexion. Pain level remains 6. And also, patient has a moderate difficulty in walking. The GI patients suffer from constipation. There is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. And the GU patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And the respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest, and coughing problems. Breath. In our 30 patient has no change in the pain level. No change in the medical surgery, history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 134/116. The pulse is 124. Pulse ox is 96. Temperature is 98.1. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 1/18/2022, dictation number 0127-011. Please make a note in the musculature examination that the patient is found to have tenderness in the rotator cuff region of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. There is also a spasm in the paraspinal region from T1 to T12, significantly tender with multiple trigger points noted. In addition, the trapezius muscle bilaterally is in spasm with cervical fibers and upper fibers. The rest of the exam is same. Diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patient is complaining of depression. We'll begin him on a Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram daily for 30 days. No refill, just to try him on antidepressant. And in addition, the patient continues on the medication that you previously prescribed, which are naproxen and Elavil. Neurontin 600 mg 8 hourly. He was prescribed Norco 5 mg every 12 hours for 30 days, 6 tablets. Yeah. The patient will continue naproxen 500 twice a day. Elavil will be removed. Skellex 800 mg 3 times a day. Lidocaine gel 200 grams. And they were prescribed on the last visit with one refill. The meds were reviewed, and labs were not drawn today, but next visit we'll do the toxicology study. Patient is advised to have an injection of the right supraspinatus muscle, because there is a tendinitis detected in the MRI. And also a injection to the subacromial bursa will be provided on the day when he is under fluoroscopy, because the injection will require fluoroscopy help. Also, four more injections are proposed to him to remove the trigger points that are found at T5, T7, and T9 on both sides. And the patient has given a written agreement, and so they'll be done today. Patient will be seen for visit in a month's time, and for his epidural injection will be seen sooner. The appointments will be made. His records were never released from VA hospital, and the spine doctor that he saw, no IMA report has been brought in. And other than that, the patient was provided all the options in great detail, and he was informed that he has a a compression fracture of T8 vertebral body from this accident, and most likely it has all healed up. He does have a pain in the thoracic area. Other than that, in the cervical region, there is a 3 herniated disc at C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6. And in F5S1, there is a herniated disc. Patient will be has been provided with the surgical consult also, that he is not interested at this moment. So he will continue having 4 to 6 injections of cervical and lumbar epidural injections to help him. And that will be the end of dictation. The next dictation is a procedure for Cornelius Baron, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S, Baron, B-R-O-N. And date of birth is 11/14/1981. Date of service is 1/27/2022. The procedure is, first procedure is injection of the right supraspinatus tendon at the insertion to humerus with the dexamethasone. And the medical indications are that if the patient is suffering from severe pain in the right shoulder, the MRI has been positive for supraspinatus tendinitis. Pain is usually 6, and he is able to lift his arm up 120 degrees. He is informed about this procedure, and he wants to get it done so that he can improve his healing and decrease the pain and decrease the need for pain medications. The injection of the right supraspinatus is being done as under protocol. The next procedure is a trigger point injection of the paraspinal muscle at T5 and T7 and T9 on either side, and these injections were carried out the help of the patient was tender points that were felt as a reproducible tenderness, which have not been resolved with the physical therapy, massage, and medications. The injections are expected to break the cycle for pain for the patient and help him recover and decrease the need for pain medication and improve the ADLs. Each side was identified and each side was injected under the ethyl chloride spray. After achieving a sepsis, 3cc syringe was used on a number 25 needle, 1.5 inch long. An entire needle was withdrawn, bandages were applied, and the patient did report a significant relief in the pain. Thank you.